Okay, we cool now.
You're listening to Akira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave universe. Genius of the crowd.
Hi, it is I, your friendly neighborhood Don. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Club Meaning. Hang up your coat. You can wear a hat if it's a cool one. You can can do push-ups if you like as well. That's not frowned upon. In some establishments, that would be frowned upon, start busting out push-ups. But we welcome push-ups here. We like push-ups. They're good. You do burpees too? You great day, woo. I was cardio at the gym today. Everyone's favorite is cardio. I don't think. Have you ever met anyone whose favorite was cardio? You ever meet anyone who says their favorite is cardio? Make sure you get their details down, because if there happens to be a string of murders in the area, you'll know who did it. Oh, wait! I had a wonderful day. I made the best song ever. It's an amazing song, the song I made today. Hercules came in, because I take him to CrossFit with me. He came down, it was just about time to CrossFit, and he came down to inform me that it was time for CrossFit, because I had not gone up and shouted at him to be ready. I didn't hear him for a bit, and then I did. And he said, "What are you doing, Dada?" And I said, "Check this out, check this out. You're going to love this." And I pressed play, and he went, ooh, he did the child screw face and then started jumping around like this, going, "Dada, Dada, this is fire." That's like the equivalent. I keep getting tagged in this little video. You've seen it. It's a nice little video. It's a video of a dad. He's doing a deadlift, and his little son is like enthusiastically watching him and cheering him on, going, "Dada, Dada, Dada, yeah, go, Dada." And it's like the musician guy equivalent of that. It's your little son coming in and being very happy with what you've done. It's cool because he's been on at me to do a song like this for a while, in this particular sort of style. Today it happened. I didn't plan it. I didn't wake up thinking I'm going to do that, but that's what was demanded by the subject, I guess, by the vocal. One of them. Anyway, very excited for you all to hear that. And all the other millions of amazing records that we've got over here for you to hear. Let's have a look, shall we? Sometimes when I'm working out what to do on a show, I have a calendar. And the calendar tells me what's going on with regards to Meaning Wave dates and such like. It'll tell me if it's, you know, the anniversary of whatever release or someone's birthday or something like that. And then occasionally I'll check the other ones, very occasionally. I did today, and let me have a look. This is it. Yeah, I had a look on here on a national holiday, because, you know, which this always interests me and amuses me. It's always some kind of day, right? It's apparently today's National Potato Chip Day. Whatever that means, I don't know who decided that. Today, apparently, you're supposed to eat loads of potato chips? I don't know. I guess that was probably Walkers, or Lays as they're called, who decided on that guy. It's also Pi Day, not the crazy movie, but the mathematical aspect. Channel your inner math geek and prepare to eat and celebrate everybody's favorite never-ending number. Apparently some people are celebrating Pi Day. If you're celebrating Pi Day, shouts out to you. Also, it's Bake a Pie in Solitary Day, which is fucking crazy. What is this? Bake a Pie in Solitary? Is this for people like Ross who are in confinement, or is this for lonely people? Or is this for just people? I mean, how often do you bake a pie in a gang? Are there pie-baking gangs roaming the place, just making pies en masse? Is that how it's done? I do not know. Apparently today is Bake a Pie in Solitary Day. Wonderful. Also, it's Celebrate Scientists Day. Apparently we're supposed to celebrate scientists, take a moment to show gratitude to scientists worldwide for their essential service to humanity. I mean, I don't know about all of them, I don't know if all of them deserve celebrating. Maybe some of them do. Certainly some of them do, I'm sure, but I wouldn't say all of them do. Have you celebrated a scientist today? That is the question. Have you? Jules Vaughan says, I like pie most of all snacks ever made. Jules Vaughan is a pie fan. Yes, exactly. Pie is good. I was remarking yesterday, my son had a pie. I just eat like steak and chicken, you know. But my family, they eat regular human foods. They do all sorts of stuff. They bake and what have you. Yesterday, they made pasties. You know, Hercules had his pasty. It reminded me of a pie. It reminded me that I like bacon and egg pie, and I used to make it, and it's a good pie, you know. Anyway, Derek from Texas says, I'm willing to start a pie gang. Maybe this is what we need. We need a Meaning Wave pie gang, you know, to roam around delivering pies. Did people used to leave pies on windowsills? I have a vague memory of reading about that in books. I think maybe my mum did it once. And I think you'd leave your pie on the windowsill and sometimes like a little fat kid from the neighborhood. There'd always be one. Every neighborhood had one little fat kid. Just one. And they probably weren't that fat by today's standards. But the little fat kid would come around and he'd eat a bit of the pie, wouldn't he? That would always happen. Is that real or did I just dream that? It's Constitution Day in Andorra. It's crowdfunding day. Hey, how about that? Ready to channel your energy and abilities into crowdfunding for a cause or your business? Well, yes. Yes, we are doing that. We have a meditations crowdfunding campaign going on right now. We're crowdfunding to get Meditations Volume 2, which is almost upon us. The best album of all time that I've had anything to do with. We're crowdfunding to get that into the world, to get amazing videos made for it, to get marketing for it, to travel to the USA and promote it. Now, last time I checked, we had 51 backers. 51 of you had deemed this something worthy of your support, and that's very nice. Let's see if any more of you have decided to support the thing. Yes, more of you have. More of you have. Two more of you, in fact, since yesterday, which is very nice. Thank you. That's wonderful. We're now at 65%. Of our funding goal that will allow us to make the CDs and manufacture the masks and get an aeroplane. Delightful. That's wonderful. Shouts out to everyone who's done that. And if you've not yet done it, perhaps consider doing it today. As soon as we get to our initial goal, I will play a song from Meditations 2. A song that has never been heard. Only one song has been heard from Meditations 2, and I will play one. By Jove, I shall. And also, we can then talk about stretch goals. And the first stretch goal we want to do is arrange some kind of Meaning Wave meetup / live show thing. Maybe even multiple ones across multiple states. Imagine that. Anyway, so what with it being National Crowdfunding Day at all, how's about helping us out with our crowdfunding? And that would be cool, wouldn't it? Link is in the description of this broadcast, and it's also in the pinned comment. Okay, nice. So what else is it? It's Dog Theft Awareness Day. Do not be a victim of dog theft. Protect your fur babies from... I had to draw the line somewhere, right? And I draw the line at fur babies. Fur babies I can't deal with as a pairing of words. I find it... It churns my stomach, so it does. It summons to mind all that is horrifying and awful about the modern world. Fur babies just sounds disgusting. It'd be like, you know, are you out of baby and it's covered in fur? Or you're the sort of person who confuses getting a puppy with having children. It's not the same thing. I don't care what those ladies on the TV show, on the television in the early afternoon or whatever it is tell you. It's not the same thing. It's not good for you. So if it's... Okay, Dog Theft Awareness Day. What does that even mean? Don't be a victim of dog theft. What? Okay, anyway. See, it's lots of days today. Dribble to Work Day. Today is all about women's sports, especially basketball. What are you talking about? And it's a picture of a dude. I think that's a dude. It's hard to tell these days. I mean, he's got facial hair. And short hair, and male physiognomy, physiognature. He's got a ball as well, you know. I don't know. I don't think that's the most popular of the days. But here's the one. It's Genius Day. Genius Day. I saw this somewhere else as well. This is a different page to the one I looked at earlier. Here it's saying we celebrate the life and legacy of Albert Einstein, this genius. Oh, you do. But you could celebrate the legacy of any geniuses. These guys have chosen this guy, who I'm not even sure was a genius at all. I heard that his wife worked, was it him or his wife who worked in the patent office? And he just nicked patents, didn't he? You know, and stuck his tongue out in photos. He wasn't a genius at all. He was a con man. I heard that somewhere. Might not be true. However, you don't have to celebrate him. And I think celebrating Einstein on Genius Day is a bit obvious, isn't it? Yeah. It's like celebrating the Beatles on sort of 60s Musicians Day. Or celebrating apples on Fruit Day. You know, you couldn't get any more obvious, could you? Maybe be a bit more, you know, maybe pick a less obvious genius. Like Salieri. Yeah. And I suppose I'll put it to you in that case. We will do the international high five. We shall do the international high five. And please tell me where you are and tell me a genius. Or what you think of when you hear the word genius. Maybe it's not even a person. Maybe it's an idea. Maybe it's something that happened. What does genius mean to you? Genius, genius, genius. Let me know in the chat. Thank you very much. Also, hit the like, please. We need notifications sending out. They just don't want to do it. Actually, here's the point. If you found this stream, you're a genius. Due to a little hiccup in the back end, the stream was listed for most of the time as going live yesterday at 7 o'clock. I only noticed that like 10 minutes before the stream. And somehow Fool Killer had found it. So when I think of genius, I think of Fool Killer. Because Fool Killer can find a stream that was published that's not gone live yet yesterday. I mean, who else can do that? So I will take this opportunity to shout out our resident genius, Fool Killer! Fool Killer! Austin Zumbrunnen says, today is Einstein's day of birth. Okay. Is that connected to Genius Day? Did they decide to have Genius Day because it was also Einstein's birthday, thus poisoning the well? So that Genius Day always was in some way about Einstein? I feel that sounds like a psyop to me. That sounds like a psyop. If you were some people and you were trying to convince people that Einstein was a genius, that's exactly what you would do. That and, you know, get Steven Spielberg to make a movie and, you know, get some people to talk about it on the Vertical apps. I don't know. Sounds like a scheme. Na, 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 na. Let's see what people are saying. Free consciousness. No, it's a really light material. Okay, I don't know what that means. Anyway, hang on. Let's see. What are people saying about where they are and what they associate with genius? Teen Wolf the Infant says Amanda Dances. Down at Janet says that's a cult. Teeny Man wants popcorn. Be right back, geniuses. What? Wink. Keisha's great, says free consciousness. Have I got the wrong bit of chat? Am I looking at the wrong chat? Is this someone else's chat? Il Fantastico Banano Joe the Scientist says Friedrich. Friedrich? Friedrich Nietzsche. Okay. No, Shroom Boy says Friedrich Nietzsche. Now my chat is going crazy. I can't see anything. Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to look at it on my phone. Yeah, that's not working. Oh, there it is. All right. Oh, no. It was Il Fantastico Banana is getting deleted for some reason. All right. Adios. JT the Lionheart. Love from JT. JBP is undeniably a genius. Oh, there you go. Okay. Nikolai Tesla says Laidlaw Nakikso. Indeed. Yeah. What about Tesla Day? Shout out to Tesla. Austin Zumbrunnen. Oh, asking free consciousness about a velvet tee. Casey's done 12 more push-ups. How many are you aiming at? How many are you just going to do push-ups throughout the whole stream? Shouts out to you. Ill Inc., Denver, Dorian Electra. I like Dorian Electra. I haven't checked in on Dorian Electra for a little while. Possibly years now, actually. Time is very strange in that manner. But last time I checked on Dorian Electra was dope. Oh, Casey Alberta, JBP, is genius. Free consciousness. I don't know if I would like the sensory experience of wearing velvet. What are you talking about? Velvet is so lovely. I love wearing my velvet. You got to be careful when you're wearing velvet. If you go out, people will try and stroke you. People will come up to you and they will stroke you as if you were a dog. Or a cute one, like a little fur baby. Alec Morand, Brother Morand, says, I don't know about y'all, but every day is Dog Theft Awareness Day for me. Just like every day is Take Care of Your Family Day. Yeah, exactly. I agree, yeah. I mean, if I had a dog, every day would be Dog Theft Awareness Day, certainly. If I was taking it anywhere, it might get nicked. Yes, strange. Strange people who need a day to be reminded not to, like, get their dogs nicked. Anyway, appreciate you, Brother Morant. Free Consciousness says, I'm talking about the Meaning Wave Cherry Blossom Tea I received today. Hey, congratulations. Is it nice? Do you like it? Is it delightful? Casey's doing 12 push-ups for every song. Wow. I should play some more songs. I've played a few so far. Does this count as a song? It does. It is a song. Da-na-na-na. Coffee is genius, says Damn It Janet. Yes, it is. Okay, Bungie Animator says this is going to be a contentious claim. But I do think history will look back on Akira as a genre-creating genius. Yeah, I don't think that's contentious at all. If it is contentious, I have a bone to pick with all of you, by Jove. By Jove, I do. Naval Ravikant called me a genius. Who are you to argue? He's a very smart man. Chinchilla Manila, the Pacific Ocean ick place. A genius is someone that can perceive something no one else can. Alec Moran, just like every day, is green chat day. Yes, it is. The chat is looking pretty verde, oi, for the most part. And, look at that. Chat goes green! Chat goes green. Why didn't anyone tell me that there was a logo spinning in front of me this whole time I've been talking? There's like a logo spinning on top of me. How does that? I don't even know how that got there. How did that even get there? That's crazy. I don't know how it got there. It's very strange. It's this. Is it to do with this? Yes, no. Yes, it is. It's to do with that. All right, so I've been talking this whole time with a spinning Meaning Wave logo spinning over my head. Well, that's just fine. Here's the thing, though. Shout out to Brother Moran. Brother Moran just nuked the chat, turned the chat green, and gave a bunch of people subs. Jerry Smith got one. Brenna Boucher got one. Edward Pradlock got one. Mighty Henry Garcia got one, and so did Rock. Bienvenidos, welcome. Enjoy using the emojis and downloading the Yeezus streams and the mixes and being green, you know. It's Kermit says it's not easy being green, but it is aesthetically pleasing here in the Meaning Stream. Chinchilla Manila gave one too. Chinchilla Manila, you cutie. Yay! Shout out to you. Damn it, Janet says we thought you were hiding. I owe you a hiding. How could you let me, like, go sit around like that? Shocking. Austin Zambrun said, is this a little bit... No, you didn't. You said, if this isn't nice, then I don't know what is. You're right. Let's do the international high five then, shall we? Hurrah, hurrah! High five.
listening to Kira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave universe.
Yeah!
Equation. And there's not like some cookie cutter book of, hey, read this book and you'll be fixed. No. You gotta figure out your own personal equation. Personal equation. And once you figure out that equation, you now become a mathematical fucking genius. You gotta figure out your own personal equation. Personal equation. Figure out that equation,
yay, 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 it's done that thing. Nice, genius, amazing, gloryful. That's, well, it hasn't happened for a little while, but it has happened now. Here it is happening. Let's just see if turning the equipment off and on will fix it. Fix it. No. No, turning off the equipment did not fix it. I wonder if... No, I think last time to fix it, I had to turn off the software as well, right?
I believe all of us humans have an equation, like, you know, pi.
All right, cool. I'll have to turn off the software as well. Life is suffering. What you gonna do about it? Life is suffering. What you gonna do about it? Ooh, hey. Excuse me a minute while I reboot my DJ stuff. The good news is when I visit Texas, I will be aiming at going to my storage unit and attempting. I have to really get the language correct. What my aim is to get my DJ equipment that's in storage and bring it here, since this stuff is on the blink, you know, and things like this happen occasionally. You know, not too often. When did this last happen? Was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago that this last happened? But anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to be in Texas next week, did I tell you? I've been invited back onto Normal World, so I'll be traveling to the Blaze TV offices next week. Offices, it's not an office, it's a studio, you know, it's a movie studio, it's the old Paramount lot, it's where they filmed RoboCop, you know, it's a great big movie studio, actually, is what it is, which is where, you know, Glenn Beck hangs out with his collection of giant robots. My homie Alex Stein, the pimp on a blimp, has his blimp there. You know, his blimp is located in that place. And, of course, the Normal World gang are there. And I will be joining them for a special appearance of me. You know, that's going to be great. And the day before that, I'm going to be on Chrissy Mayer's show. By the way, that's on Tuesday. I don't know if any of you all are fans of Chrissy, but I will be on her show, which is quite exciting. Beeble Brook says, rescuing your stuff. Chinchilla Manila says, show us your genius meaning wave. Jules says, ATD is a genius. He'll figure it out. Exactly. You know what I mean? Always do. Chinchilla says, defeat your dragons. Always. All that. And... See, there you go. That was easy. Back. Easy. We in the house. What up, Jonathan Randall?
I believe all of us humans have an equation, like, you know, pi is 3.14. That's how you solve that equation.
Boom.
Human being has a different equation. And they're not like some cookie cutter book. hey, read this book and you'll be fixed. No. You gotta figure out your own personal equation. Personal equation. And once you figure out that equation, you now become a mathematical. You gotta figure out your own personal equation. Personal equation. And once you figure out that equation, you now become a mathematical fucking cookie.
Da-da. Yeah. Da-da. Yeah, I love this song. It's only 1 minute and 41 seconds long. Ooh. Definition of genius. Let's check the obvious ones. Very great and rare natural ability or skill, especially in a particular area such as science or art, or a person who has this artistic, creative, musical genius. Einstein was a mathematical genius. All this Einstein propaganda. From the age of 3, she showed signs of genius. Stroke of genius. It was such a brilliant idea. A real stroke of genius. Evil genius. Ah, okay. So an evil genius, that's a person who has a strong, bad influence over other people. The film was about an evil genius who wanted to control the world. Interesante. To have a genius for something. To be especially skilled at a particular activity. She has a genius for raising money. Genie. See, the question about genius, of course, is always like, is genius something that one is born with, or is it something that somebody develops, or is it something that somebody just possesses for a little amount of time? For example, you see musicians, if you're thinking about musicians, and you know, I happen to have done that. And you'll see musicians who appeared to be channeling or in the area in possession of some large amounts of genius, but only for, say, one record. Then they had no genius at all on the other record. And I already worked out that thing to do with how that I'm pretty certain that's connected to being in the zone, right? And that when people fall out of the zone, they sometimes find it difficult to get back to the zone. Which is why Oasis's first album and all the B-sides were genius. Less so as things went on. I saw this happen firsthand with my friends in the band The Darkness, who were very much in the zone, and the whole first album, and certainly the first EP that preceded it, absolute genius. You know, those songs are still sung to this day. People love those songs. They wrote all those songs, you know, within the same week or something. They had them on this one CD that was like, they wrote love on, and it was their songs about love. I believe in a thing called love. Love is only a feeling. Anyway, you know, but they were very much in the zone. They were hanging out together every day, playing together every day, getting hammered together every day in the same in the pub with me. And then, you know, they got big and they went on tour. And they fell out of the zone is what happened. And when they went back to record their second album, they didn't know how to interact with each other or do anything like they used to do it. And they split up almost immediately. So perhaps, you know, genius is something that one possesses. Or maybe it's something that possesses a person. A bit like the whole idea of, like, you know, do ideas, people have ideas, or do ideas have people? You know, and I think it's more likely to be the latter. Perhaps genius is similar. Maybe genius is, maybe people don't have genius. Genius has people. And if you cultivate yourself and act correctly and develop the right sort of habits and attitudes, maybe genius is something that you can, you know, acquire and then hang on to, you know, if you keep using it. If you keep being the sort of, like, epic machine that genius wishes to have. as a tool for itself to work through. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, here's the thing. Let's see if we can have a look at... I think the etymology of the word genius might help on this. It's got genie in it. And we already know what a genie is. Aside from the being that grants you wishes, genie also comes from jinn. And those were those sort of... In various cultures, they were those creatures that lived underground. In some cultures, they're connected with the idea of the Anunnaki or the Nephilim or the children of the gods who birthed us, right? Different idea. Thoughts on this. Let's have a look. Etymology of genius. Okay, the word genius has its roots in Latin. Comes from the Latin word genius. Wait, what? Which originally referred to a guardian spirit or deity believed to be present from birth, guiding and protecting an individual through their life. Over time, the meaning evolved to include the inherent qualities, talents, or creative abilities possessed by an individual. In ancient Roman culture, the concept of genius was closely linked to the idea of personal excellence, creativity, and divine inspiration. Okay. It was believed that every person had their own genius, a sort of divine essence or guiding spirit that determined their unique talents and potential. The term later entered English through Old French, where it retained similar meanings related to exceptional talents or intellectual prowess. Over the centuries, genius has come to refer more broadly to extraordinary intellectual ability or creativity, detached from its original religious or mystical connotations! There you go. What I need to do is look up what Marcus has to say about it. Maybe we've already worked out.
Yeah, people look at trees and they think it comes out of the ground. The plants grow out of the ground. But if you ask where the substance comes, you find out where does it come from.
Hey.
Trees come out of the air.
Yeah. They should. Ceiling cam still working.
No, they come out of the air.
Come on.
No, they come out of the air. The carbon dioxide in the air goes into the tree and it changes it.
Bless up, Brother Moran.
And, pushing the oxygen away from the carbon and leaving the carbon substance with water. Water comes out of the ground. Only it came out of the air, didn't it? It came down from the sky. So in fact, most of the tree, almost all of the tree is out of the ground.
No,
I'm sorry. It's out of the air.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I told you the oxygen and carbon stick together very tight. How is it the tree is so smart managed to take the carbon dioxide, which is the carbon oxygen nicely combined?
And tree is a genius.
Ah, light. Light has some mysterious force. No, the sun is shining. And it's the sunlight that comes down and knocks its oxygen away from the carbon. So it takes sunlight to get the plant to work. And so the sun all the time is doing the work of separating the oxygen away from the carbon. The oxygen is a terrible byproduct, which it spits back into the air and leaving the carbon and water and stuff to make the substance of the tree. Then when we take the substance of the tree and stick it in the fireplace, there's all the oxygen made by these trees. And all the carbon would much prefer to be close together again.
Yeah.
Once you let the heat to get it started, it continues and makes an awful lot of activity while it's going back together again. And all this nice light and everything comes out. And everything is being undone. You're going back to carbon and oxygen, back to carbon and oxygen. And the light and heat that's coming out, that's the light and heat of the sun that went in.
The sun that went in.
Went in. So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn the log. So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn the log.
Baby.
So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn the log.
Yeah!
So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn the log.
Oh!
So it's sort of stored sun that's coming out when you burn the log. distort the sun that's coming up when you burn it.
As Brother Feynman there, our friend Richard Feynman, a fine man indeed, some consider him to be a genius. A delightful fellow, and that's a delightful song.
Akira.
Yeah.
Do you know who Akira the Dawn is?
Of course, he's amazing.
Nice. So, the etymology takes us back to the idea that everyone had genius, and a genius was what everybody had, and everyone had their own individual genius, which is interesting. Which is a little different to the idea that one could acquire genius, that the aspects that we now consider to be genius, which seems to be connected to ideas, and a capacity for executing upon said ideas. Those seem to be things that exist in one could say, the fifth dimension. Or you could call that idea space. And that seems to be something that everyone has some access to. And one can certainly develop greater access to it just by the act of going there repeatedly. And certainly it is my experience that the discipline of doing it consistently, regardless of how one feels, leads to a greater access to the bounty contained within idea space. And I've observed that in others. But then back to the idea of the thing that we all have. That is also interesting. Shaky says, hats off to all friends and family, which were and are still genius. Wealth. Shaky's a genius. Shaky came up with wealth. Well, Shaky certainly propagated wealth. Jonathan Randall says, what does Jung say about genius? That's a good question. I can't remember off the top of my head. I've heard him talking about it. But the whole capacity thing and the spirit that guides you and all that sort of thing, which ties into contemporary ideas about simulation theory or simulacrum theory. Because if a person is being played by something out of this realm, then that would be the thing that is guiding you, right? Perhaps. And then perhaps not everybody's being played, and some people are just, you know, part of the code. And then what does that leave us? I noticed people talking on Twitter over the past day. It pops up every now and again, this subject of people's inner life. Some people do not have an inner monologue, for example, and some people can't picture things in their mind. My niece is that way, and she's very, very clever. She's like top of the class in every sort of science type thing. She's the ideal sort of like modern STEM girl, you know? She's also an excellent drummer. Doesn't see anything. I've met various other people like that. Oh, Danica, the voice of Comic Book Girl 19, the voice of Doonwave. She has, there's a word for it, I can't remember what it is. It begins with an A. I have the inverse of what that is. Like, what I imagine, if I close my eyes and say visualize an apple, it is more real than an apple I could see in life. Like, way more. And I can zoom in on it and spin it around and open it and blow it up and explode it and put it on the head of somebody and shoot it with an arrow and perfect explosion, tiny little pieces flying around in slow motion, turning into other apples. Da, 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 da. I don't know what all that means, really, with relation to that Roman idea. Do you have an inner monologue, chat? Can you see things in your mind, or do you not? What's the point, says, so if you're being played by other people, are you being played or are you surfing the wave? Well, I think the idea of that in simulation theory thing is the idea is that if you're being played, you are you are the person being played. So it'd be like if you played a VR game, right, and you put your headset on and you go in and you're going to be a character in a game, right? But the thing about the game is that the game is so immersive that you forget you're playing a game while you're playing it. So what, you're playing a character within the game, but of course you playing a character is still going to bring aspects of you to it, right? But you're going to be operating within the realm of being this character. We have some songs about that. That's essentially what Any Dream You Wanted with Alan Watts is about. Shall we listen to that and remind ourselves?
And you would, of course, be able to alter your time sense and slip, say, 75 years of subjective time into 8 hours of sleep. You would, I suppose, start out by fulfilling all your wishes. You could design for yourself what would be the most ecstatic life. Love affairs, with dancing girls, wonderful journeys, love affairs, banquets,
dancing girls,
wonderful journeys, gardens, music beyond belief, music beyond belief, music beyond belief.
I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted.
And then after a couple of months of this sort of thing at 75 years a night, you'll be getting a little taste for something different. You would move over to an adventurous dimension where there were certain dangers involved and the thrill of dealing with dangers. And you could rescue princesses from dragons and go on dangerous journeys. Make wonderful explosions and blow them up. Eventually get into contest with enemies. And after you've done that for some time, you think up a new wrinkle to forget that you were dreaming, so that you would think it was all for real and to be anxious about it, because it'd be so great when you woke up.
I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted. I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted.
Any dream you wanted,
any dream you wanted,
any dream you,
any dream you,
any dream you wanted.
I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted. I wonder.
Now it's really worth bearing in mind that when Watts spoke this, when this was recorded, video games didn't exist. He was just describing video games. The video games didn't exist at this point. At all.
And then you say, well, like children who dare each other on things, how far out could you get? What could you take? What dimension of being lost? Of
abandonment of your power, what dimension of that could you stand? You could ask yourself this, because you know you'd eventually wake up. After you'd gone on doing this, you see, for some time, you would suddenly find yourself sitting around in this room with all your personal involvement, problems, etc. Talking with me.
It's more complicated out here.
How do you know if that's not what you're doing? Could be. Because after all, what would you do if you were God?
I wonder
what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted. I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted. 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 I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream any dream you wanted.
What you would do? I wonder. So, of course, this song describes many things, but one thing it describes is the contemporary idea of simulation theory. Because that's exactly what that would be. If you had the ability to create a game so engaging and perfect that it simulated the experience of a life, then you would. And you would make it so that you believed it was true. And so on and so forth.
What would you do if you were God?
Who was it? I said, simulation theory people believe the same thing as religious people. They just believe God is a big nerd. I saw what he said that. It amused me. Yeah. I see this. Not like a massive fan of the show or anything, but this little bit is a good way of describing what we're talking about.
It's more complicated out here. These are flurbos. Do you understand what two humans can accomplish with 3,000 of these?
Oh, what?
An entire afternoon at Blips and Chips! Oh, this place is the best. It's got beer, games, prizes. You can never tell what time it is.
You sold a gun to a murderer so you could play video games?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you spend all day shuffling words around, you can make anything sound bad, Morty. Here, check this out.
Roy, what's wrong?
I had a nightmare. I was with an old man. He put a helmet on me.
It's just a fever. Get some sleep. I don't want you missing school on Monday.
I want you kids to look around you today and think about your future. Now is the time in your life when anything is possible.
Spiraling perfectly, it's going to be caught by Roy Parsons. Roy Parsons is at the 20. Now he's at the 10. Nothing can stop Roy the Rocket. Touchdown!
I just think it's time to get realistic. Have you talked to my father about the carpet store? Roy?
Had we caught it sooner... Well, hindsight is 20/20, Roy. What's important is that we move quickly.
I'm not ready to die.
You're not going to.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hey, thanks for the carpet, Roy.
Hey, Roy, you pull those Persian off-white shags for the clearance sale?
Whoa. Shit! Oh, what the hell? Whoa, where am I?
55 years. Not bad, Morty. You kind of wasted your 30s, though, with that whole bird-watching phase.
Where's my wife?
Morty, you were just playing a game. It's called Roy. Snap out of it. Come on.
I'm Morty. You're Rick. Hey, you sold a gun to a guy that kills people.
Look at this. You beat cancer and then you went back to work at the carpet store? Boo.
Don't dodge the issue, Rick. Selling a gun to a hitman is the same as pulling the trigger.
It's also the same as doing nothing. If Crumbopulous Michael wants someone dead, there's not a lot anyone can do to stop him. That's why he does it for a living. Now, excuse me, it's time to thrash your Roy score.
You know, you could stop this killing from happening, Rick. You know, you did a bad thing selling that gun, but you could undo it if you wanted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the difference between you and me, Morty. I never go back to the carpet store.
Holy shit! This guy's taking Roy off the grid! This guy doesn't have a social security number for Roy!
Anyway, yeah, there you go. I think I watched like the first maybe and the second season of that show and then stopped. It was a bit nihilist for my tastes. But I think that is a very well done kind of illustration of the idea of what people are talking about when they talk about that. Of course, the question is what happens when you take the helmet off? Where are you? I remember hearing David Icke talking about this decades ago. And what did he say about dying? He said it's like putting down a pair of binoculars. No, he said the telescope. That was it. It's like putting down the telescope. So that this life is like you've been looking through this telescope and you've been looking through it so long, you think that little thin, narrow band of reality is all that there is. And when you die, you put that down and then there is everything. That made me laugh. What's the point? Laughing in the chat. Beat cancer and back to selling carpets. Yeah, I don't know. Life really is suffering. Unnecessary suffering. Many degrees of sight, many degrees of blindness. What senses do we lack that we cannot see? Another world. All around us.
The truth always carries the ambiguity of the words used to express it. Answers are a perilous grip on the universe. They can appear sensible, yet explain nothing. And thinking you know something is a sure way to blind yourself. All proofs inevitably lead to propositions which have no proof. All things are known because we want to believe in them.
All things are known because we want to believe in them. All things are known because we want.
Humans have such a powerful need that their own belief structure be the true belief. If it gives you pleasure or a sense of security, it is incorporated into your belief structure. What a powerful dependency that creates. Bother you, that betrays your deep desire for absolutes. Ultimately, all things are known because you want to believe you know.
All things are known because you want to believe you know. All things are known because you want to believe you know. All things are known because you want. Believe you know, all things are known.
Be warned, understand nothing. All comprehension is temporary. Everything you do, everything you sense and say is experiment. No deduction final. Nothing stops until dead, and perhaps not even then, because each life creates endless ripples.
Kick the truth and shatter it.
If you need something to worship, then worship life, all life, every last crawling bit of it.
We are all in this beauty together. All things are known, 'cause we want to believe in them. wants to believe in them. All things are known. All things are not.
Noobs in the chat for Dune Way. That's True Belief.
Artist, DJ, Wave Lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave Universe.
Yo!
Many degrees of sight and many degrees of blindness. What senses do we lack that we cannot see another world all around us? Worthy could indeed see the future, but you must understand the limits of this power. Think of sight. You have eyes, but you cannot see without light. If you are on the floor of a valley, you cannot see beyond the valley. Just so, Mordi could not always choose to look across the mysterious terrain. There are many degrees of sight,
boom!
And many degrees of blindness.
Many degrees of sight,
and many degrees of blindness.
What senses do we lack? We cannot see
another world
all around us.
Understand the limits of this power. He tells us that a single obscure decision of prophecy, perhaps the choice of one word over another, could change the entire aspect of the future. He tells us the vision of time is broad, but when you pass through it, time becomes a narrow door.
There are many degrees of sight
and many degrees of blindness.
Go! Many degrees of sight
and many degrees of blindness.
What senses do we lack? We cannot see another world all around us. Yo!
To choose a clear, safe course. Warning, that path leads ever down into stagnation.
Many degrees of sight. Many degrees of blindness. What senses do we lack that we cannot see another world all around us? You know, anyone who's ever had a cat or a tiny child will have noticed those things, those creatures being aware of things that we are not. Whatever reason. Amanda Dances says, brackets, Danica XIX emoji. Well, good news is I just checked, because you saying that reminded me, and we are a mere 5 new members away from unlocking another emoji slot. Which is exciting. And a few people have requested the return of the Danica emoji, so we could bring the Danica emoji back when we have 5 more members. Or one of the other things that people want is an emoji. And of course, as ever, we will discuss this. dogs too, says Big Bad Wolf. Yeah. And people on Casimir. Those two. And Aldous Huxley, when he was taking all that mescaline and writing about it. Which was great. I do recommend that book. I do recommend a lot of his stuff. But The Gates, what is it? The Gates of Heaven and Hell? The Doors of Perception of the Gates of Heaven and Hell, I think it was. I read that when I was maybe 18 or something. I could confirm. It was one of those, yes, I confirm. This is similar to my experience. Hey, Akira, have you heard the track by Sign, The Arrow of God? If so, do you know where the sample at the end comes from? No. I don't know. I don't know what Sign, The Arrow of God is. And if I did, I don't know which song you're referring to, because presumably they or he has got a bunch. And no, I don't know what the sample is. I'm good at things like that, but I need a bit more to work with. Free Consciousness wants an Elon emoji. Fool Killer. Genius! Resident Genius Fool Killer says Doors of Perception. Stephen Pace says, quite correctly, and quoting a great Alan Watts song, our senses leave out more than they take in. More. More. It's true, they do. Chinchilla in Manila gifted a membership earlier. That was nice, but that wasn't what I was looking for. It was Sajitaj had a message, and the message was something along the lines of, and I can't find it now because it was a while ago, but it was something along the lines of asking if we could play a song for Pi Day, since it's National Pi Day. And we do have songs about all manner of subjects. But given that it's Genius Day and Scientist Celebration Day, today is a day to celebrate scientists. We celebrated Richard Feynman. He was a scientist. We do have other scientists in the Meaning Wave universe. And we also have a scientist who talked about a pie. We've got a whole song about a pie. So for International Pie, celebrate a scientist and Genius Day, and for Sajitaj. We have the perfect song. Of course we do. This is Meaning Wave. Meaning Wave. Meaning Wave, Meaning Wave. Meaning Wave, Meaning Wave. Bow, bow, bow!
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. This is a time of great danger.
Danger!
But our species is young and curious and brave. It shows much promise. In the last few millennia, we have made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it.
Yeah.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
From scratch, you must first invent the universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
The surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. On this shore, we've learned most of what we know. Recently, we've waded a little way out, maybe ankle deep, and the water still is dividing. Some part of our being knows this is where we came from. We long to return, and we can, because the cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are away. The cosmos to know itself.
scratch. You must first invent the universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Whoa!
Exquisite.
Of exquisite interrelationships, of the awesome machinery of nature.
Boom!
Carl Sagan in the Meaning Wave Universe, celebrating National Celebrate the Sciences Day, Natural Genius Day, Natural Pie Day, Natural Baker Pie Solitarily Day. And if you want to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe, and inventing the universe is probably pretty solitary. So we have hit 4 out of today's national days in this broadcast. That's pretty powerful. All we need to do now is rescue a dog, and we're doing even better. Can we rescue a dog? It's nice that I just noticed that the exact same snare I used on this song just so happens to be on my soundboard. Doesn't happen all that often. I use a wide variety of snares. Oftentimes, multiple snares at once. Usually when you're hearing a snare sound, it's the combination of various snares. And this one, anyway, was just the one I used for that little fill. Hill Inc. says, at work today, everyone got a mini pie. All right, so National Pie Day is actually observed. That's good. Sheila, 314, I'm doing the math, man. Ooh-wee. Dat, good point, free consciousness. Where's Sheila at? Sheila! Hello, lovely Maz fam, says Sheila. You all are geniuses for being here tonight. Which is true. That is actually true. You people are very, 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 very much on the cutting edge of culture, technology, wisdom. There's no other reason you would be here unless by a complete accident, which means you must be geniuses. Shout out to you. Yo, geniuses, make some noise for yourself. Nukes in the chat. Nukes in the chat, you geniuses. Yeah. And that is why, it's one of the reasons we are running our campaign currently. Currently, the people who know that Meaning Wave exists are a small and vibrant and beautiful fringe of geniuses. Small, vibrant, beautiful fringe of geniuses know that Meaning Wave exists. The tragedy, of course, is that those who would benefit from Meaning Wave the most are those who do not know it exists. And have no way of knowing it exists because they get their information from normie sources. So they would never hear about Meaning Wave because normie sources actively ban, block, and refuse to cover Meaning Wave. For reasons of ideological possession and foolishness. I've mentioned this before. Akira the Don was covered by mainstream press quite a lot back in the day. But as soon as Akira the Don started doing Meaning Wave, they said, oh, shit. We're not having anything to do with that. And some of them sent me messages warning me that what I was doing was foolish and was going to alienate all sorts of people. And other people wrote me messages threatening me and my family with violence. Well, never mind that. Never mind you. We shall continue regardless, and we shall make our music, and the people who like the music will tell people about it, and we will grow in that fashion. Well, we've been doing that. But what we want to do now is start plugging in contemporary apparatus. It's called marketing. I haven't engaged with it, but apparently it's this thing you can do. Apparently, right, what you can do is you can say, hey, here's get this amazing music video we've made for a song of Meditations that was crowdfunded by the lovely Meaning Wave community. And what we want to now do is present this in the feeds of people who have expressed an interest in, say, certain kinds of music that this sounds a bit like or is in the area of, and say, Stoicism or, say, you know, Gladiator. People who like the movie Gladiator and also like rap music. And you can then get the thing to them that way. And that way, people who need Meaning Wave might be able to find out about Meaning Wave. Imagine that! So that's one of the things we're doing, and one of the reasons we're doing this crowdfunding campaign is to raise funds to do that sort of thing. So if you think that a worthwhile endeavor, then assist us with this and consider backing the campaign. We have 53 backers currently. That's 53 of you beautiful people. The hundreds of thousands of you that listen every month, 140 or something on Spotify alone. Have you thus far a genius, the core genius, 53 of the core genius have thus far backed. If you'd like to back, you can do that at the link in the description. And if you want some stuff in return for your backing, we have some wonderful items. We have CDs, which are beautiful. Those who had, we did our first CD with Dune Wave, and everyone who had one of those loved it and posted pictures and sent messages about how beautiful it was. So we're going to be doing CDs, and you can also get a replica of the incredible mask I'm wearing on the cover, which is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own a piece of Meaning Wave art, which is hand-painted, and you can hang it on your wall or even wear it on your face. And if you don't want stuff, if you don't want possessions, you can back the campaign in the manner of getting a producer credit, a supporter credit, or even a benefactor credit. Or if you just want to make a donation on the campaign, you can do that. And just is the wrong word. That's one of those incorrect language things I'm consistently working on eradicating. There is no just about this. To support Meaning Wave is a noble endeavor, and without you, Meaning Wave does not exist. And that's just the fact of the matter.
But it's constrained. And that's really what the human spirit is like. If it has this aspect of the infinite, and it is something that can grant wishes, but it's also constrained terribly. I don't ask God for favors, but for wishes.
Go!
But for wishes. I don't ask God for favors. For wishes.
perfectly and all that, but the thing is that both the infinite possibility and the constraint are necessary. That's what makes up the genie. It has to be both at the same time. And the idea that, you know, if you find your genie, you can have your wishes, it's right. You have to really want what you're wishing for. Or you have to make the proper sacrifices to get it. It can't be just some whim. You have to ask for something that you would rather not have. Which is usually wisdom. Somebody asked me about prayer. They asked me if I prayed, and I thought, well, it depends on what you mean by that. Exactly. I don't ask God for favors.
Not for wishes. Not for wishes.
You know. I don't ask God for favors.
Not for wishes.
I do think that if you sit on the edge of your bed and you ask what foolish thing you're doing to make it worse, that you'll get an answer right now. And it won't be the one you want, but it might be the one that if you listen to would set things straight. I don't think that I've ever been in a situation where if something wasn't going right for me and I sat and thought, okay, I'm willing to figure out what I'm doing wrong, which is a big thing to think because you never know how much you're doing wrong. It might be something that you really don't want to contend with. But if you clear some space to meditate on that, probability that you'll figure out something that you did that was stupid, that's bending you and twisting you in the wind, you'll get an answer very, very rapidly. And ask God for favors.
Not for wishes. Not for wishes.
I don't ask God for favors.
Not for wishes. Not for wishes.
It's not obvious how you do that. No, I mean, it's not like you know how you're manipulating your neurons or something. It happens of its own accord in some sense, like you can participate with it, I guess, and you can interfere with it, and it seems to take a certain amount of willpower, but it still all happens mysteriously behind the scenes. And I would say this sort of attitude towards, let's say, prayer that we're discussing is just an extension of that. It's something like, well, you admit that there's a problem first, and then you ask for the minimum necessary intervention, which would be, all right, well, I'd like to move forward on this some small amount that someone like me could actually manage. I'd be willing to carry it out. And then you reorient the way you're thinking as a consequence of that, and something usually pops out of the abyss to guide you. Very strange. But it's not really any stranger than the fact that we can think at all. Because the fact that we can think is actually very strange. Strange like the fact that we can dream is strange. And that's strange beyond belief, that you can dream. Or that something in you dreams. Which is a much better way of thinking about it, because it's not like you're really in control of your dreams.
Strange beyond belief.
A hero.
And mysterious.
Even those that are supposedly born and never lose touch with the knowledge of their true nature, they are not much help to humanity. Because they don't know how to meet anybody where they are. In order to be of help to humanity, you have to take the pathways yourself. so that you could become like me. I had to become like you. So that you could become like me. He claimed to have been born without forgetting his true nature. But he realized that he was of no use to humanity. In that condition, so he... so as to have to find pathways for himself back home in order to then make those pathways available to other people. And hence he said, I had to become like you.
That was Akira the Nun and Rupert Spira. Had to become like you. People often ask me, what's your favorite song? I don't know about that, but if you were to ask me, Akira the Nun, what's your favorite utilization of ambient sound on one of your records? I would say the combination of tape hiss, record crackle, rain sounds, and a ticking clock that made up the sort of atmospheric bed of that track, which you can hear cutting out as the kick drum comes in, which is called sidechaining. I think that's my favorite utilization of that. And I do things like that on pretty much all my records. But it was quite extreme in that case and was as much a part of the music as anything else in that song. And I like it very much. I think it was very effective. Speaking of genius,
I think, as far as the question of God goes, I wish that science, which is supposed to explore these things, refuses to explore the fundamental question that is of interest not only to religious people, but intensely to atheists as well. They spend a lot of time thinking about something they don't care about, or they pretend they don't care about. But science should spend all their time. They spend time trying to find new galaxies, as if that's important. Since God's an unproven
always. The scientific method always begins with intuition. Always.
Always.
Einstein used intuition. He did not study things objectively and find things. He was struck with something and then followed that notion that he had, or whatever you call that.
Intuition. That's how important things are discovered. Intuition. I call that intuition.
And obviously, there is an enormous intuition amongst every person that has ever lived that God exists. For instance, if you have a deep intuition that cigarettes cause cancer, which is still unproven. You don't need a body, you don't need to find a dead body of something, you know. If all things point to something, I don't know. I have very strong belief in intuition.
Genius.
My
driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right?
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, and the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich. And all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria, She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down, as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And end this hellish facade once
and for all.
How
long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc. Sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth. Just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
Genius. There's a noise of Norma Dunham. Genius.
Things were unknowable. That's a new one on me.
night to the Thames, Carolina.
I know.
Oh. Rihanna's in the chat, baby. Norm McDonald, genius. Possessor of genius. Someone that genius possessed, who knows? He had it evident in so many aspects of his being over a long time. Witnessable. You can go watch videos. Like, he had it for decades. And you can see it shining out of his eyes. Whatever it is, he had it. Jay-Z Lionheart says, yo, look at that, Doomwave CD. Oh, it was. It was, I just noticed it to the side of my desk because I had it out the other day. And I wanted to go check on a Doomwave lyric, you know. Cool thing about having a CD with a lyric book is you can pull out the lyric book and very quickly just glance at lyrics. Now, you can't do that fast with the web, the internet. So we have, where is it? Internet. We have the internet. There. Look at that. Nick looks like someone else there, doesn't he? Anyway, we got a website, you know. It's a miracle, isn't it, a website? Like, who could thunk it? Here we are with a website. And it's literally got all the lyrics to all the songs. But if I want to find the Doomwave lyrics, I've got to go here, and I've got to... I've got to look for them either in here, which I can do by doing that. So, and then I pull them up, you know. And then I can scroll through them and find the one I want. I've got to press 2. But literally, like, with the lyric booklet, I'll just go, vroom, vroom, there it is. My golden path. When I set out to lead humankind upon my golden path, you know. So it seems, I mean, I guess if the thing was on a shelf, I'd have to take it off the shelf. Anyway, I don't think the internet has been perfected yet. and I do like this CD. And this is the first Meaning Wave CD. The first one we ever did. You know, and I love it. It's great. And everyone who bought one seems to love it because people send me messages all the time saying, I love that Doom Wave CD. Anyway, so that's nice. And we're making our second CD for the Marcus record. So we're making CDs of not just the new album, Meditations Volume 2, but Volume 1 as well. And you can have CDs of both. We've not yet got to the CD beautification, whether it will be gatefold, how big the lyric book will be. But it will be beautiful because literally everything we've made has been beautiful. And those of you that own Meaning Wave Things will know that's the truth. So if you would like to continue the existence of Meaning Wave Things, check out the Indiegogo campaign. It is running now. And it's got CDs on it, and they're very nice. Anybody find a moth emoji yet, says Sojitej. It's a very good point. There is no moth emoji, I do not think. Mark McKee says, yeah, I like the lyrics on Dune Wave. Some cool quotes. Yes, you know, Frank Herbert wrote some great works. And in those works, he put all the cool shit that he knew, had found and had read in all these different places. What's cool about Dune is if you look up certain quotes, sometimes you'll find the source. Because it wasn't, you know, Frank Herbert didn't invent all this shit out of his head. He mined it from all the other sources of wisdom in the East and in the West and all over the place. And Dune, you can think of Dune as a kind of compendium of the wisdom of mankind. And great mythology works in that manner, you know. And that's what all the great religious texts are. They're compendiums of years and years of wisdom. If you ever looked into how they put the Old Testament together... and then the New Testament, less than 100 years later. A lot of that was things that had existed for a long time in other places that were then reconfigured and sort of like jazzed up a bit and so on for this new context. You know, the medium is the message, after all, as has been reported to us from other great people. Anyway, unknowable, says JC the Lionheart. Exactly. Chinchilla in Manila says, Akira, what song of yours made you think pulling off this beat made you feel like a genius? Well, I don't know what a genius feels like. You know, I don't know, but I don't know what that is, really. We looked it up, didn't we? And there's lots of explanations and so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm sure I could fall into a category of musical genius and or be considered such, and also not by different people. You know, the eye is in the beholder, I suppose. But for me, I got to say, part of the whole journey of making music, what you're doing, you have a thing in your head, right? And you want to get it out. And in the early days, what comes out isn't very close to what's in your head. But then it can create something new, and that's exciting. And you get to a point, well, I got to a point one day, and I was able to make something that had been in my head for decades, since I was a young boy. Well, a young man, not quite a man. I'd had a feeling, a vibe, a song, a sound in my head, and I was able to bring that into being one day for a song and an album, that was really quite something. It was a special moment for me, having worked on this craft for many, many, many years. Many years, decades now, I could now say decades. It has been more than decades. And it took that long to get to that point, And anyway, that was this.
We've discussed the web from three points of view. As an analogy of the selective operation of our senses and mind, whereby certain things in the world are picked out as significant according to certain game rules. The game that we are playing mostly is the survival game. That is to say, the game ought to go on. Something, then it just isn't worth it. Then the second thing that we observed was the web as an analogy of mutual interdependence. We could call it the idea that all existence is relative, that all existence is transaction, the transaction being typically exemplified by, say, the operation of buying and selling, in which there can be no buying without somebody selling, and there can be no selling without somebody else buying. That kind of interdependence of the inside going together with the outside. What is in you going together with what is outside you is absolutely fundamental to existence. It is existence. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. What is in you going together with what is outside you is absolutely fundamental to existence. It is existence. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. We explored the web as a trap. The spider's web. Won't you come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. And we saw what would look at all of life from the point of view that it is original selfishness and original hunger. And we found that if you take that point of view to its ultimate extreme, it dissolves. And it isn't so bad after all. Shakespeare says, it is a tale told by an idiot.
full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. When it's put that way, it doesn't seem so bad after all.
What is in you going together with what is outside you is absolutely fundamental to existence. It is existence. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. What is in you going together with what is outside you is absolutely fundamental to existence. It is existence. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity. Existence is relativity.
I remember that I had a Zen master friend who wrote a letter to a friend of mine, which was passed on to me. This friend of mine was aspiring to be a writer, and he was trying to write novels that would put across Buddhism to people. Sugar the pill. And my Zen master friend didn't approve of this at all. He said, don't write any story to people. Write it to the great sky. Because all the real masters of literature, especially novelists and storytellers, are great masters of nonsense. Think of Lewis Carroll. You can use Lewis Carroll, and he did use Alice in Wonderland as a Zen textbook. It was Brillig and the Slithy Toves, the Gyre and Gimble and the Wave. That's Zen. I had a discussion with a great master in Japan. We were talking about the various people who are working to translate the Zen books into English. He said, that's a waste of time. If you really understand Zen, he said, you can use any book. You could use the Bible. You could use Alice in Wonderland. You could use the dictionary. Because, he said, the sound of the rain needs no translation. The sound of the rain needs no translation. The sound of the rain needs no translation. The sound of the rain. Evening rain is the banana leaf that speaks of it first. You see, that's the point. And all the talk in the world doesn't get it unless you listen to the talk in a new way. The sound of the rain needs no translation. The sound of the rain needs no translation. The sound of the rain needs no translation. The sound of the rain needs no translation.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. So, the sound of the rain needs no translation. Genius. The genius of Watts and the Dawn. Across space and time. To create something that otherwise would never have existed. Without the individual experiences of the people involved, that would remain a section of a lecture, you know. that, my earpiece has stopped working. Genius. Genius. Anyway, shout out to everyone who looked in. That was our show. We pontificated on the all manner of things. But we did enjoy some genius. A whole lot of genius. Chin Chin and Manila. Definitely, almost all these lectures I would be bored after listening a few times. With Akira, I can listen to them tons of times. Exactly. That's the psychotechnology, says Sojitev. An aspect. Mark McKee says, I felt like I went crazy a little when I listened to Alan Watts for too long in his talks, lol. Some people do. That's why you need the fullness of the view. You know, if you just listen to one person and go deep, deep into that one person, that can happen with all manner of people. That's why you need a balanced diet of meaning wave. Balanced meaning wave diet. JT the Lionheart says, I want you to contribute to Meditations Volume 2 so we can share that second single. Exactly. I do too. I really do want you to hear that second single. It's amazing. And the third and the fourth. By gosh. By gosh. Go support the campaign. Do it now. What are you waiting for? Back that campaign, thus the Meaning Wave may exist, that you may get some CDs or a beautiful mask or a digital download or your name in the credits or nothing but the satisfaction of knowing you've helped propagate something great. We'll be back tomorrow for our P-A-R-T-Y. Can you believe it? Time goes so fast, brothers and sisters. We'll be dead soon. Life is but a dream. We'll be putting down the telescope. Let us boogie while we may. Party tomorrow. Thank you for being here. Thank you to those that supported this endeavor. Big shouts to Brother Moran, Chinchilla in Manila, Sagittarius. See you mañana, baby. Hasta luego. Thank you.